Blog Talk Radio.
Just say one.
Just say one.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. Well, I come before you on today, once again, to give God first and foremost praise, honor, and glory for just who he is. Because if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord, we must ask ourselves. Well, I have to ask myself, where would I be? Where would I be? Praise God. But God has allowed me to come forth before you. Acknowledge his word and trust his word. God is able to do far and exceedingly above anything we can think or imagine. And it's in that in which we come forth on today, praise God, to continue to give him praise, to give him glory, and to give him honor in Jesus' name. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And I pray in the name of Jesus as we go forward on today, praise God, we continue to acknowledge the Lord as our personal Savior, and trusting in him on today, realizing that apart from him, we can do nothing. But once again, with him, by him, and for him, I can do all things through Christ, which gives me strength. Hallelujah. Once again, I want to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. I want to make sure that all knows that she goes through and does quite a bit in the name of Jesus to bring forth salvation to those that are lost and discouraged. But we thank God that we're able to continue, praise God, to press on and do what he has for us to do in the name of Jesus. We thank God on today. We thank God on today because, once again, we've made it. One more day. One more day we're able to share the love that we have about God and believing in him and trusting in him. I thank God for the labor that we do on today. We're reading the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, praise God. Currently, we are in the book of 2 Samuel. Praise God. And we thank God for those that are joining in and listening in. 708, praise God. Amen. 323, hallelujah. God bless you there. And we just thank God. Amen. 217, we see you out there. God bless each and every one of you that have joined in with us on today. Once again, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice. Again, I say I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, Lord God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love, Father God. As we continue to press on and move forward, Father God, throughout the activities of this evening, we pray that your presence continue to be upon us as we continue to be obedient, to commit, to do what you call for us to do. Lord God, we thank you as we give you praise, honor, and glory, as we pray for those that are less fortunate than ourselves. We ask that, Lord God, you continue to touch those that are in need and help those that are ailing and sick and are in need, Lord God. We pray for healing on today. Once again, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, this is Elder David Ambrose Shaw to continue reading the Word of God. We are currently in 2 Samuel, praise God, chapter 3. Praise God. We thank you for joining us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us continue to read chapter 3, 2 Samuel. Now there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. And unto David were sons born of Hebron, and his firstborn was Amnon, and Ahinoam, and Jezreelitess, Nabal the Carmelite, and the third, Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmaiah, king of Geshur, and the fourth, Abinadab, the son of Haggith, and the fifth, Stephatiah, the son of Abital, and the sixth, Ithiram, by Eglah, David's wife. These were born to David in Hebron. And it came to pass, while there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, that Abner made himself strong for the house of Saul. And Saul had a concubine whose name was Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah. And Ishbosheth said to Abner, "Why hast thou gone in unto my father's concubine?" Then was Abner very wroth for the words of Ishbosheth, and said, "I am a dog's head, which against Judah do show kindness this day unto the house of Saul, thy father. To his brother and his friend, and have not delivered thee into the hand of David, that thou chargest my today with a fault concerning this woman. So do God to Abner, and more also, except as the Lord hath sworn to David, even as I do to him." To translate the kingdom from the house of Saul, and to set up the throne of David over Israel and over Judah, from Dan even to Beersheba. And he had not answered Abner a word again, because he feared him. And Abner sent messengers to David on his behalf, saying, "Who is the land?" Saying also, "Make thy league with me, and behold, my hand shall be with thee to bring about all Israel unto thee." And he said, "Well, I will make a league with thee, but one thing I require of thee, that is, thou shalt not see my face, except thou first bring Michael Saul's daughter, when thou comest to see my face." And David sent messengers to Ishbosheth, Saul's son, saying, "Deliver me my wife Micah, which I espoused to me for 100 foreskins of the Philistines." And Ishbosheth said, and took her from her husband, and even from Pethuel, the son of Laish. And her husband went with her along weeping behind her to Benham. And said Abner unto him, "Go, return." And he returned. And Abner had communication with the elders of Israel, saying, "Ye sought for David in times which passed to be king over you. Now then, do it. For the Lord hath spoken of David, saying, by the hand of my servant David, I will save my people Israel out of the hand of the Philistines and out of the hand of their enemies. And Abner also spat in the ears of Benjamin. And Abner went also to speak in the ears of David in Hebron. And that seemed good to Israel. And that seemed good to the whole house of Benjamin. So Abner came to David to Hebron and 20 men with him. And David made Abner, the men that served with him, a feast. And Abner said unto David, I will also arise and go, and will gather all Israel unto my lord the king, that they may make a league with thee, and that thou mayest reign over all that thine heart desireth. And David sent Abner away, and he went in peace. And behold, the servants of David and Jeb came from pursuing the troop and brought in a great spoil with them. But Abner was not with David and Hebron, for he had sent him away, and he was gone in peace. When Joab and all the host that was with him were come, they told Joab, yep. The son of Ner came to the king, and he hath sent away, and he is gone in peace. Then Joab came to the king and said, what hast thou done? Behold, Abner, come unto thee. Why is it that thou hast sent him away? And he is a quiet gone. Thou knowest Abner, the son of Ner, that he come to deceive thee, and to know that thy going out and thy coming in, and to know all that thou doest. And when Joab was gone out from David, he sent messengers after Abner, which brought him again from the well of Sarah. But David knew it not. And when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him also in the gate of with him quickly and quietly, and smote him there under the fifth rib, that he died for the blood of Eshiel, his brother. And afterward, when David heard it, he said, I and my kingdom are guiltless before the Lord forever from the blood of Abner, the son of Ner. Let it rest on the head of Joab and on all his father's house, and let there not fail from house of the Joab one of that hath an issue, or that is a leper, or that lineth on a staff, or that falleth on a sword, or that lacketh bread. So Joab and Abishai, his brother, slew Abner, because he had slain their brother Asahel, the Gibeon, in the battle. And David said to Joab, and to all the people that were with him, rend your clothes and gird you with sackcloth, and mourn before Abner, the king, David himself, father, the Beah. And they buried Abner in Hebron. And the king lifted up his voice and wept the graves of Abner, and all the people wept. And the king lamented over Abner and said, thy Abner has a full diet. Thy hands were not bound, nor thy feet put unto felon. As a man falleth before wicked men, so fellest thou. And all the people wept again over him. And when all the people came to pass, David eat meat while it was yet day. David swore, saying, so do good to me, and more also, if I taste bread or aught else, till the sun down. And all the people took notice of it, and it was pleased them. And whatsoever the king did pleased all the people, for all the people and all Israel understood that day that it was not all of the king to slay Abner, the son of Ner. For the king said unto his servants, know ye not that there is a price and a great man fallen this day in Israel? I am this day weak, thou anointed king, and this men of the sons of Zeruiah be too hard for me. The Lord shall reward the doer of evil according to his wickedness. Chapter 4. And when Saul's son heard that Abner was dead in Hebron, his hands were feeble, and all Israel were troubled. And Saul's son had two men and were captains of bands. The name of the one was Bana, and the name of the other Rechab. The sons of Rimmon are Beerahite. Of the children of Benjamin, for Beerah also was reckoned to Benjamin. And the Beerahites fled the Gittim and were sole sojourners there until this day. And Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame of his feet and was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul to Jonathan out of Jezreel. And his nurse took him up and fled. And it came to pass, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame. And his name was Mephibosheth. And the sons of Ramah, the Beerahite, Rechab and Bena, went and came about the heat of the day to the house of Ishbosheth, who lay on the bed at noon. And they came thither into the midst of the house, as though they would have fetched wheat, and they smote him under the fifth rib. And Rechab and Bena, his brother, escaped. And when they came into the house, he lay on his bed in his bedchamber, and they smote him and slew him and beheaded him and took his head and dipped them away through the plain all night, and they brought the head of Ishbosheth unto David to Hebron, and said to the king, behold, the head of Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, thine enemy, which sought thy life, and the Lord hath avenged my lord the king this day of Saul and he of his seed. And David answered Rechab and Bena, his brother, the sons of Ramon, the Beerahite, and his brother, said unto them, as the Lord liveth, who hath redeemed my soul out of all adversity, when one told me, saying, "Behold, Saul is dead," thinking to have brought good tidings. I took hold of him and slew him in Ziklag, who thought that I would have given him a reward for his tidings. How much more when wicked men have slain a righteous person in his own house upon his bed? Shall I not therefore now require his blood for your head and take you away from the earth? And David commanded his son, his young men, and they slew him and cut off their hands and their feet and hanged them up over the pool in Hebron. But they looked and took the head of Ish-bosheth and buried it in the sepulcher of Abner in Hebron. Chapter 5. Then came all the tribes of Israel to David unto Hebron, and spake, saying, "Behold, we are thy bone in thy flesh. Also in thy past, when Saul was king over us, thou wast he that leadest out of the brightest of Israel. And the Lord said unto thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be a captain over Israel." So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and King David made a league with them in the Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem, he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem unto the Jebusites and the inhabitants of the land, which spake unto David, saying, "Except ye take away the blind and the lame, thou shalt not come in hither." Thinking David cannot come in hither. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion and some of the city of David. And David said unto that day, "Whosoever getteth up to the gutter and smiteth the Jebusite and the lame and the blind that are hated of David's soul, he shall be chief and captain wherever they go, and the blind and the lame shall not come into the house." So David dwelt in the fort and called it the city of David. And David built round about from Milo and inward. And David went on and grew great. And the Lord God of hosts was with him. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, the cedar trees and carpenters and masons, and they built David a house. And David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for the people Israel's sake. And David took him more concubines and wives out of Jerusalem after he was gone from Hebron. There were yet sons and daughters born to David. And these be the sons of those that were born unto him in Jerusalem: Shemua and Jobab, and unto him in Jerusalem Nathan and Solomon, Ibhar also, and Elishua, and Nithig, and Japhia, and Elishma, and Eliabda, and Elphilet. But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David, and David heard of it and went down to the hold. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David required of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up to the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into my hand?" And the Lord said unto David, "Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thy hand." And David came to Baalim Perazim, and David smote them there, and said, "The Lord hath broken forth upon my enemies before me, as the breach of waters." Therefore he called the name of that place Baal-perazim. And there they lifted their images, and David and his men burned them. And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, "Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind him, and come upon them over against the mulberry tree. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of the shock going to the tops of the mulberry tree, thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go before thee to smite the host of the Philistines." And David did so, as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Gibeah unto thou come to Jezreel. Praise God. That's going to conclude the reading of 2 Samuel chapter 5. And we will pick up on tomorrow at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time as we go forward reading the Word of God. Once again, we thank you for joining us on today. God bless you. Jesus loves you. And so do I. Please remember to come forth listening and continue listening unto us this evening as Minister Andrew Orlander goes on at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Amen. And feel free to join us. Praise God. God bless you. This is Elder David Ambrose Shaw from David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Be blessed.
I gotta